Alan Combs, we're talking with Beverly Willett, a freelance writer, former attorney, tried to keep her family together when her husband had an affair. Because of no-fault divorce, he was eventually, once New York State passed no-fault divorce, and then he moved to New Jersey. He was able to get the divorce Beverly did not want, raising a bunch of questions about when it's appropriate to let a family not stay together. Carmen in Grand Rapids is on the phone. You agree with Beverly that she should try to work it out. But, Carmen, here's what the difference is. You and your husband confessed to you, right? And you and he worked it out in a very short period of time, right?
No, definitely not.
How long did it take to work it? But how long?
Since 2008, and we're still working it out.
You gave it 48 hours, and he admitted the affair was a mistake. What you're saying, Beverly, is that your husband didn't think the affair was a mistake, said he was in love with the other woman, and left you and married her.
Mm-hmm. Oh, well, eventually after the divorce was over, correct. Yeah.
Yeah, but he wanted the divorce so he could marry this other woman. Carmen, your husband didn't want to divorce you and marry another woman.
No, he did want to leave. The plan was, when he came to me, he was going to leave me for this other person. I just, like I said, I can't explain it, but I think over time, whoever came to talk to him or whatever it is, he realized what he was doing, and he was going to lose his family and everything he had, and that became the focus for him, that was he willing to give up everything, because it really wasn't something that he was, there was no plan, and it just, everybody, I think every situation is different, but we use our family as the focus and as the reason for trying to work it out. There's nothing wrong. If you're going to fight for anything in your life, your family should
but
be.
But it's at a certain point when it's obvious that the other person does not want back in, you got to let it go.
Well, I let it go. I told you that. I said, I have to let it go. I did not want a divorce. I did not get to express that to him. I have to let him go. And I just listened to him, and he didn't see me fighting or getting emotional.
Okay.
So, but in turn, you know, we've been working out.
All right, but the truth is your husband was willing to work it out. Beverly's husband was not.
Yeah. Well,
and at some point, you got to let the other person go.
Yeah. At some point in the beginning, my husband, he was not going to, you know, like I said, I think after you, I don't think you should just jump into a divorce right away, because emotions are high on both ends. I think that give a waiting period and see what happens, because studies also show that.
All right. But the point is that after a certain amount of time,
what's that amount of time, Alan? I mean, I don't know. Well, we had other problems, and I think other people have problems in their marriages. And sometimes you go through peaks and valleys, and sometimes you're in the valley a long time, Alan, before
the other person has to be willing to twerk it out. If the other person isn't compliant and isn't willing and committed to a process to work it out, it can't work. You've got to have both parties with the same goal for the relationship, or it can't work.
But I think sometimes the circumstances do change, and they have changed.
All right, let's go
to
Alan in Green River, Wyoming. Alan, hello.
Hey, what's going on, Alan?
What's up, man? Go ahead.
Hey, I think that if somebody don't want you to be with them and you pursue it, I think they call that stalking.
Well, I'm not sure this would qualify as stalking, but
I mean, if he say he don't want to be with you and you make him be with you, what do you call it?
What happens when there are children involved here?
I think it's better for the kids when parents divorce, quite frankly, in many cases.
Well, that's
try to work it out, but man, if he says no, just let him go and get another one.
Uh-huh. And you know what happens? The divorce rate for the second divorces and third divorces is higher than the first. So you don't find happiness around the corner. And what you find too, when you have women and you have children involved, okay, is that they are worse off economically, across the board, worse off economically after the divorce.
All right, Alan.
Okay?
And Beverly, you still love your ex-husband?
Not in the way that probably you're defining it. There will be some part of me that always will love him because my children are part of him. I look at my children and I see him, and I have to honor that.
And what if he left his current wife and said, "I want you back, Beverly. I was wrong."
I don't know. I can't foresee the future, but he's married to someone else now, and I have moved on from that.
How much do you hate that other woman?
Oh, I don't hate her at all.
Have you met her?
Oh, of course I have, yes.
What do the kids think? Are they happy? Are they happy about everything? I mean, are they Do you think their lives are somehow hurt in some way or ruined because their parents are not together?
I would not say that my children's lives are ruined at all. I think that my children obviously have had some stress because of the divorce. Absolutely.
Right.
I don't want to get into specifics about
sure.
the stress
yeah.
that my children have gone through in the divorce.
Right.
But, you know, I have one of the things that I wanted to do also was to maintain the stability for them, okay, and to maintain stability for them in their home and to keep their, you know, to stay in our neighborhood,
yeah.
to stay in our home, and to be there for them. That was part of my fight also, Alan, was to be able to keep our home and stay in our home and mm-hmm. to keep the stability there for them. And I think that's very important
right.
for children when lots of changes are happening.
Okay, let's go to Ann in Chicago. Ann.
Hi, I just wanted to say that I completely support everything that Beverly is saying. I'm an adult child of a divorce. I had three siblings. It was absolutely devastating, and I personally I'll be married 22 years this year. I've had ups and downs in my marriage as I have three children. I will work it out. I will do whatever it takes with my husband.
At what point do you say, hey, I'm being a doormat, I got to get out of this thing?
I've never felt like a doormat.
No, but I'm not saying you did. I'm saying, would there be a point, though, at which you might say, I'm being a doormat. I can't do this anymore.
No, I would never. From what I went through, it was so bad. And now I'm raising my children, saying, "You do not get divorced. You make sure that is your mate for life. That's it." I agree with what Beverly said.
But the other person has to want to be your mate for life too. And if that person doesn't feel that way, you can't be mates.
Well, we are, though.
But the other person has to agree.
I think part of this relates to how we're raising our children, okay? We have to raise our children with the proper values. We have to raise our children with the idea that this is not something you turn on and off like a switch. That's what I told my daughter when she said, well, how can you still love him when he says he doesn't love you, Mommy? How can you do that?
So, Anna,
I said, honey, you don't turn love on and off like a switch.
And you've been through this. You've been you still with your guy?
Yes.
And did he have an affair?
No, my husband's never had an affair. When he and I dated 6 years, and we broke up off and on many times, so we decided to get married. And I know he's never had an affair, and I would never think of.
So you've never gone through what Beverly went through.
I haven't, but I just wanted to say I believe what she's saying.
So if your husband, Ann, had an affair, and you'd forgive him, and now you just move on.
Well, I mean, I would forgive him. I would stay. I would do whatever it would take to keep our family together.
And what
together.
If he kept having affairs and decided he was Tiger Woods?
Well, if he kept having affairs, he broke the covenant of our marriage.
And you'd let him go, right?
I would have to.
Right.
But what I'm saying is that, like, my parents got divorced. They fought all the time. And, you know, it's the 70s, and everything shifted. It was 1973.
Right.
The whole morality changed in our country. And
oh, no, that was the 60s.
It happened in the 70s.
It happened in the 60s,
70s,
too.
Everybody was, like, serving themselves.
Right. Well,
at the expense of all the kids. We were the first family in a town in Illinois that got divorced.
It was
so shameful for us.
All right, thank you. And let me ask you, Beverly, one last question.
Yes.
You're Aline Nordegren. You're married to Tiger Woods. You think everything's going great, and one day you find out that your husband is not just having an affair, he's having an affair with 20 different women. What do you do then?
Well, as Ann just said, you know, I don't know the specifics of their situation.
Well, she left. She got a nice settlement, but she walked out. Do you think she did the right thing, or you think she should stay with Tiger Woods?
I don't know whether she did the right thing or not, because that's personal to her. I think certainly he broke the covenant of the marriage, and I certainly believe that entitled her to leave.
Right.
Absolutely. But let's talk, you know what else? If we're going to talk about her, let's talk about Silda Spitzer. She didn't walk out, did she?
Well, we're talking about a different situation.
I don't think we're talking about a different situation.
Well, we are. I mean, I'm not sure that Elliot Spitzer and Tiger Woods had the same thing going on with.
Well, so how many times does it?
I don't know.
Do you have to? Is it five times and you can walk out? One time?
Well, the man has to be repentant. Clearly, Elliot Spitzer was. It seems. I'm not sure Tiger Woods was. Every situation is different. Elliot Spitzer, you know, was seeing prostitutes. I don't know if he was having emotional relationships with them. It seems that Tiger Woods was involved with a number of different women on a personal level. Anyway,
yes.
I got to move on. Anyway, Beverly, I thank you very much for talking to us. I hope you're happy now. I mean, I just personally, I hope you're, wherever your life is, I hope it's in a happy place.
You know, I think happiness comes from inner peace. And when you find inner peace, it's not someone else that makes you happy.
Right. Well,
you make yourself happy.
Yeah, well.
And you make yourself happy, and if you're happy and the other person is making themselves happy inside, you're not making each other happy. You can be happy together.
Okay, ma'am. Thank you very much for your time.
Thank
Appreciate
you.
It very much. We're coming right back at 877-367-2526.
For every action, there's a reaction.
Guaranteed to get a reaction.
Everything you talked about tonight is just pushing my buttons.
Alan Colmes.